Commentator Heather Doone McAdam says she was against the idea of marriage from the time she was 9 years old. Recently, she reconsidered her position.
Like most gay people, we met at a bar. We lived together for 2 years before she proposed by placing a ring on my finger. She got choked up. I almost laughed. I didn't want to turn her down, because I did love her. But marriage? It seemed redundant and unnecessary. Why bother? I wore the ring and told her I felt married to her, but I didn't want to do anything formal about it. Every gay couple I know who announces their undying love for each other in a ceremony, be it marriage, commitment, or a toast at dinner, ends up breaking up. I'm just not sure about public proclamations. I don't trust them. But over the years, we have made it through the deaths of 4 cats and 11 fish, gotten our undergraduate degrees, moved from the South to New York, lost our Dalmatian to kidney disease, finished grad school, had an apartment fire, lived in a very small camper for 10 weeks, and finally got in the house of our dreams. So what am I waiting for? Last January, I began to wonder. So when we planned to go to Hawaii over the new year, I began to surf the web for gay marriages. In Hawaii, marriage is not actually recognized by the state, but it's Hawaii, and a lot more romantic than Vermont. There was a form to fill out and mail in, with a $20 fee. I liked that. Quiet, private, inexpensive. I am cheap to a fault. On our last night there, I gave the form to my partner and asked her to marry me. She was shocked. I mean, this is me, a vocal opponent to the institution of marriage since I was 9 years old. I was sincere, however. And so, after years of living together in almost total bliss, we had a private ceremony, just us, under Pele's seat on the rocks of Makapu'u. Our reception was sipping lychee shave ices at a roadside stand. The relief of it all is that we are still together. And today is our 13th anniversary. We chose Halloween because that was the night we fell for each other, and because it's a good pagan holiday, perfect for lesbians in love. So tonight, to celebrate, we're in New York City for a romantic dinner, and tomorrow, as a gift to ourselves, we're adopting a new Dalmatian to bring home to our new cats and our new house. And regardless of the fact that I forgot to mail that marriage form with a $20 check, we don't need anyone else to acknowledge that we love, honor, and cherish one another till death do us part.
Heather Doone McAdam lives in Hampton Bays, New York.